This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. In this presidential election year, one issue is triggering more debate than any other. How Americans feel about the war in Iraq seems to affect how they feel about everything else, and that could decide the election. Yet it is not clear that challenger John Kerry would approach the next steps in Iraq all that differently if he replaces President Bush. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
A year ago, it looked like Iraq would be a winner for President Bush in this year's elections. Saddam Hussein had been deposed, and the public was giving the president high marks for his handling of the war. Today, however, it's a starkly different picture. U.S. fatalities have now passed 900. There's the Abu Ghraib prison abuse scandal, and the American public is increasingly unhappy. Against this backdrop, Mr. Bush is out on the stump, relentlessly stressing the positive.
Because we acted, Iraq is free and a sovereign nation. Because we acted, its dictator now sits in a prison cell.
That's the president in St. Charles, Missouri this week. At the same time, he and his campaign are vigorously attacking Senator John Kerry over the war in speeches by the president, by Vice President Cheney and others, and in TV ads. This spot has been running since March. It goes after Kerry for voting to authorize the war, but then for opposing the president's request for additional money later.
Body armor and higher combat pay for our troops.
Mr. Kerry.
No. Better health care for reservists.
Mr. Kerry.
No. And what does Kerry say now?
I actually did vote for the $87 billion before I voted against it.
Wrong on defense.
Kerry's campaign says that his no vote was to send a message to try to get the president to change his policies. Such ads are designed to keep the senator on the defensive, but they also demonstrate how much is riding on Iraq for the president. Frank Newport is the editor of the Gallup poll.
Well, the first thing to recognize is this is clearly Bush's war.
And the poll numbers have to be troubling to the Bush campaign. Newport says the trend is clear.
People say things are going badly. For two straight polls now, in late June and in early July, we have found over half, about 54% of Americans say yes, it was a mistake.
And it is that sense Senator Kerry is trying to capitalize on. Kerry did support the war, but has charged the Bush administration with mismanaging it at almost every turn. It's a case he makes over and over, as he did at this event before a police officers group in Washington, D.C.
It was a mistake for George Bush to take the country to war the way he did, without a plan to win the peace, without adequate armor, without adequate preparation, without adequate diplomacy to bring other countries to the table.
Kerry says the Bush administration's policies have made America less safe and hurt the U.S. image in the world. This Kerry TV ad began running earlier this month.
We have to rebuild our alliances because that's the best way to find and get the terrorists before they get us. America shouldn't have to carry the burden alone. And we have to strengthen our homeland security, protect our trains and our ports. We shouldn't be opening firehouses in Baghdad and closing them down in our own communities.
Pollster Newport says his numbers show a clear divide. Supporters of the war are overwhelmingly for President Bush, and those who oppose it are overwhelmingly for Kerry. But he also says that while growing discontent on the war certainly hurts the president's standing, it doesn't necessarily give Senator Kerry a boost.
He hasn't convinced Americans that if he took over in January of 2005, that he has an immediate program for action that would be dramatically different than what Bush has been doing.
In fact, Kerry does stress that it's important to stay and finish the job in Iraq. He does not support an immediate troop pullout. For the Democratic senator, it's still a question of defining himself on the war for a public that's still sorting it all out. As for the president, he too is trying to define Kerry, but he seems to be trying to redefine himself as well. In the past, he has often referred to himself as a war president. This week, however, he said this in Iowa.
You just got to know, nobody wants to be the war president. I want to be the peace president.
That may be a tough switch to sell, but it's also true that Iraq remains unpredictable and the situation there could be very different on election day. For that reason alone, this election is likely to remain as unpredictable as any in presidential history. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.